Jacksonville resident Ken Sturman is leading Florida Governor-elect Ron DeSantis' Advisory Committee on Public Safety. He convened the 45-person committee in Tallahassee Thursday to help shape the incoming governor's policy agenda. The message during the Public Safety Committee discussion was clear. The new administration should be tougher on crime. The members say the criminal justice system is too lenient. Andrew Pollack is serving on the committee along with his son Hunter. Pollack's daughter, Meadow, was shot and killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in February.
Some children need to be introduced to the judicial system, okay? That is the problem, okay? And we'll never know that with the kid that killed my daughter because of these diversionary programs.
Diversionary programs are meant to provide young offenders with rehabilitation in place of criminal punishment, with the goal of reducing the number of repeated offenses. Jacksonville has offered various forms of diversion programs for decades. Pollack thinks the programs have it backwards.
It's something we really need to do to the youth, you know, in Florida, is to introduce them to the judicial system at an early age, not when they're over 18 and now they have a felony on their record forever.
He supports the recent recommendations by the Federal Commission on School Safety, including arming staff members. DeSantis will be inaugurated January 8th. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.